Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Aaron Gernest. Our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville is Harv Sprafka, the former mayor and police chief of Knoxville. And we're talking about the reformation of the VA task force. So Harv, with the task force being reformed, what plans do you have for the future now of the task force?
Well, the VA task force, when it's formed, we start meeting. We will be ascertaining the desires, wishes of the Knoxville area, Marion County, and then provide that information to the Knoxville Veterans Alliance. So it's really a representative group of the business community, the manufacturing community, industrial, tourism, educational. All of those components in Knoxville and Marion County, our region, will be formulated and provided for their development of the master plan for the redevelopment, repurposing of the Knoxville VA grounds.
When do you expect to release the names of the members of the task force and start moving forward ahead with all of that?
Well, I hope to have the team fully assembled by the end of this weekend. In fact, I've moved along, met with James Washington on several occasions, corresponded by phone as well as email, and I told him that I would put together the team and I'd hope to have it fully assembled, like I said, by this weekend. However, there are a couple people I'm waiting on to get back to me, so it may go to early next week, but most assuredly it should be fully assembled by next week, and of course you'll be provided the list of the members.
And what kind of excitement are you feeling from the community now that you're reforming this task force?
Well, again, the task force, and it's going to have a different name. It's no longer going to be the Knoxville VA task force, but it will have members from the original group, and those that I have contacted and asked if they would be willing to serve have agreed readily and enthusiastically. The new members, there's equal enthusiasm. There hasn't been a lot of information. In fact, this is the first time that word is getting out about the reforming of a group to assist the Knoxville Veterans Alliance, but it didn't happen overnight. We have been meeting James Washington and myself, and also with some of his partners, and we've had a conference call already with VA officials in Washington, D.C. And one of the components that this EUL, the Enhanced Use Lease requirement, was that there be a connection. The Department of Veterans Affairs wants the Knoxville Veterans Alliance to be connected with the Knoxville community. And when I say community, it's not just the city limits of Knoxville, but the Knoxville area, including Marion County and in some cases the region. The composition of the group will have some economic development consultants, as we did on the old group, from area utilities as well as Iowa State University. I can tell you that much already.
All right, and what did you see in Mr. Washington's plans that when he asked you to help him out with this,
well,
you want to do this?
He was brought in early in the process of the VA task force, or I should say when we had a regional summit, and I asked that he participate. And in discussing the VA grounds and the future of the Knoxville campus and the city of Knoxville, I just detected a sincere effort to redevelop, repurpose, and do what's right for, on a business sense, but also for our area and our community. And of course, he embodies a true entrepreneurial spirit, which I appreciate very, very much. And our discussions have been frank and open, and the questions I've had, he's been able to answer, and vice versa. And it has to be a good fit. It has to be a mutual respect and trust. And I'm excited about it, and I hope that we're bringing a positive team together that will help him and his group move forward with a master plan that will be a win-win for not only the people who will repopulate the VA grounds and expand in businesses and other areas, but also for our area, our community. So I think it's going to be a very good positive outing, if you will.
Anything else you'd like to add about it? Or?
Well, again, it's been kind of purposely we've kept it quiet. Wanted to make sure that I contacted the people and get a true response from them. I know that there'll be probably some that wondering why they weren't asked, or you know, are they going to be asked? And so that it has been quiet for that reason. But I'm looking forward to releasing the names, and I will be sharing the names with Mr. Washington and his group very shortly, and then everybody else will get those names. And we will try to release the information in a timely way when we can. One has to realize that oftentimes when people are doing things in negotiation, it has to be confidential, but we want the people to be informed as well in a timely manner, so we'll do the best we can to fulfill that obligation.
All right, thank you very much.
Our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville has been Harv Sprafka, the former mayor and police chief of Knoxville. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Up next is Let's Talk Pella.